This is Jay Sekulow. The DNC opens its convention. Issue number one, abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage. And I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
Our faiths come together in the same moral creed. We believe that in every life, there is goodness. For every person, there is hope. Each one of us was made for a reason, bearing the image and likeness of the Lord of life.
There's no doubt that Governor Romney and Paul Ryan will campaign and clearly articulate to the American public that they are proudly pro-life. They believe in protecting the mother and the baby from the violence of abortion. And there's no doubt about that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Do you think the people have thought through when they say outlaw abortion? What it means is so many young women and girls will be in a predicament they don't want to be in, and they're going to go somewhere to have it dealt with. Don't they know that? You're not going to stop it. You're going to drive it underground.
They're going to go somewhere to end the pregnancy if they can afford it.
Yeah.
But for poor women, you'll be back to the days of coat hangers in the bathtub, and you'll see women die.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals, but if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want you in this conversation early. Well, believe it or not, the Democratic National Convention opening tonight, they are leading with abortion. They are running on an abortion plank. They've got, as speakers, by the way, the first video you're going to see it between 8 and 9 Eastern time is called Stronger Together. It's about reproductive choice. Then they've got Nancy Keenan, the president of NARAL, speaking. They've now confirmed that Cecilia Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, will be speaking. They've also confirmed that Sandra Fluke, the one that made the whole issue on contraceptive, she's now speaking. So then you got to ask yourself, they're proud of the plank, this pro-abortion plank. Are they going to tell the truth? Is the media going to tell the truth about abortion and about the abortion industry? And I question whether they're going to do that. And we want to get your opinions. Why do you think it is that they're running on a plank of abortion? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett's in our studios in Washington, D.C. Than, there's going to be a marked difference between what you saw last week at the Republican National Convention on the life issue and the DNC.
Yeah, there sure is, Jay. And the biggest thing, and you just touched on, is the fact that they're leading with it right out of the gate. I mean, with the state of the economy, I sure thought that at least night one they'd be talking about, you know, President Obama's plan. He, you know, we may not have a lot of confidence in it, but you would think he'd be talking about how he's going to get the economy running again. Absolutely not. Right out of the gate with abortion. And, Jay, I would just say this. It shows just how central to their platform it is. It's not ancillary. It's not a secondary issue. This is an issue that President Obama meant it when he said it's an issue that he will not lead on. He's going to prove it tonight by leading with it right out of the gate.
You know, it's a, you know, you've got the economy, which is the number one issue for the entire country. And I think that the economy is a moral issue. Of course, we take a pro-life position. And again, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't think the media is going to report the truth about the major speakers tonight, NARAL and Planned Parenthood. Are they going to report that 825,000, 900,000 abortions are committed each year in America, that 330,000 of them are committed by Planned Parenthood, that 40% of all reported abortions in America are committed at Planned Parenthood clinics? Are they going to say any of that? I don't think so. Are they going to say that we give hundreds, what's the number now, Than? $500 million, $700 million
almost
a year?
Almost $500 million, Jay.
A half a billion dollars a year to this organization, and the President of the United States is leading with this tonight. So here's what we want you to do. We've got to demand that the media tell the truth about abortion and about Planned Parenthood and these groups. So we want you to be part of this letter we're sending to the major media outlets. Here is the number for you to sign on to this letter and have the media tell the truth about the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood's role in it. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. By the way, you can also sign up at aclj.org. But let's make sure the media, the mainstream media, tells the truth about these keynote speakers tonight. 877-989-2255. Again, updated information at aclj.org. But call now, 877-989-2255.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. So the DNC opens up tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina, and their leading issue is going to be, quote, reproductive choice. Meanwhile, we've got unemployment at 8.3%. 23 million Americans out of work, and they're going to lead with reproductive choice and try to paint the Republicans as, you know, they're not going to call pro-life, as anti-women, which is nonsense. They are having as a speaker tonight Nancy Keenan, the president of NARAL. They have now confirmed that Cecilia Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, will also be speaking. You know Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, who's getting in trouble all over the United States. Planned Parenthood, who we've got litigation against. Planned Parenthood, who's been called up for, you know, unbelievable allegations that have been made against them, including procuring abortions for minors. Planned Parenthood, that is what they're leading with. And Than, that is a calculated move on the part of the DNC here. It's a scary move, but it's a calculated one.
Yeah, no question about it, Jay. And something that everybody needs to pay attention here, there's sort of an unwritten rule to these conventions. The first thing that you do out of the gate, night one, and the first few speakers, is you speak to your base. You assure them right out of the gate that you've got them covered, that you're going to advocate for them. So even in an environment like this, Jay, where the number one issue, without a doubt, is the economy, is jobs, they're going to go after their base right out of the gates. And so it's very telling to say that their base is the abortion industry. They're proving that with these first couple of speakers, and people need to take note of it.
Folks, they're going to be running a reproductive choice special video today. They're going to have remarks by the heads of these two large abortion organizations. But I want to play for you a piece that was done by the Susan B. Anthony List. And I want you to listen to it carefully. And then I'm going to want you to take direct action, because we've got to get the media to tell the truth here. Take a listen to number 10.
When he was in the Illinois State Senate, Barack Obama voted to deny basic constitutional protections for babies born alive from an abortion. Not once, but four times. I know it's by the grace of God I'm alive today, if only to ask America this question. Is this the kind of leadership that will move us forward? That would discard the weakest among us? How will you answer?
You think the media is going to play that one, folks? Probably not. And the reason why is they're going to go on a hug fest tonight with the DNC, and these, you're going to get standing ovations for these women that are running these pro-abortion groups, and no one is going to report the facts unless we demand it, and we are going to report the facts, and we're going to say it every day. Almost a million abortions a year, 330,000 of them by Planned Parenthood. 40% of all reported abortions in America are committed at Planned Parenthood clinics, and you and I are spending a half a billion dollars a year of taxpayer money while 23 million people are out of work. funding this organization. Do you want the truth to be told? I hope you do. We're demanding the truth. We're going to get it out there, but I want to have 100,000 Americans join with me in this fight, because this is going to be a long-term fight, folks, but we've got to get together and get mobilized. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to this demand letter to the media, report the truth about abortion and the abortion facts, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Why are they leading with abortion tonight? And what does that mean for the election? Then let's go right to the phones.
All right, let's get right to them. And Jay, I would say that one of the facts that they should report tonight is the fact that when a pregnant woman goes into a Planned Parenthood clinic, you get 60 abortions for every one birth that you have. That shows clear priorities right there. Let's start with line six. Walter's calling from Virginia. Walter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Walter.
How are you?
Good.
Just two quick points. One, you know, I'm a physician, but one of the issues is they claim that abortion is not taking a life, but if you take the definition of life as being dividing DNA, which I would argue is probably the most basic division definition of life, then it clearly is, because that begins at fertilization. Number two, the statistics pretty clearly bear out that certain groups are targeted, and if you look at the statistics, and I can't remember for
A lot of the Planned Parenthood clinics are in low-income areas. There's no doubt about that. And they'll say, well, that's because they're giving all of this free medical care, when the reality is, as Stan just said, it's like, you know, one procedure for every 60 abortions. I mean, they're in the industry of abortion, and I appreciate you calling in, doctor, but and your comments. They are in the business of abortion, and the media and the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has made the decision to open up with this tonight. And as Stan, as you said, this is playing to their core. So there's a reason they're doing this. They think this is going to galvanize, Stan, their base. That's what they really think here.
Absolutely. They want to make sure they get their base out first, Jay. They can talk to other people later. And listen, this is what I would say to the question that just came in. Planned Parenthood can't have it both ways. I mean, they want to say that their tax dollars only go to these other services. But at the same time, Jay, they're using those other services to try to dilute the number of abortions that provide. We're just giving the numbers. I mean, they bring in $1 billion, but about half of the revenue that they actually create comes from abortion. Those are just the facts. And, Jay, I haven't seen a single media news outlet report that fact. And I'd like to see it come out tonight when you have these speakers up front laying out these claims.
Well, we're going to see it, sure enough. And by the way, we'll have plenty of audio for you tomorrow. We're going to give you a full analysis of this. Again, a major issue here. But here's what we're doing. We're calling on the major media to report at least the statistical truth about abortion and how many there are and what happens and what the president's stand was on abortion. We'll see if they do it. I don't think they will without pressure from the American people, but we're going to do it on these airways, and I'm grateful that we're able to do that. But folks, again, if you want to sign this letter and take a stand here, look, we are going to stand for truth on this issue of abortion. There's no apology here, no matter who they're going to have up on their podiums tonight. We're going to stand for truth. I need you to stand with me on this. Go to ACLJ.org and sign this letter, or go to 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And demand that the facts of what Planned Parenthood and these groups do, demand that the media report the real facts that are, by the way, in their own material. Back to the phones we go.
A lot of phone calls coming in, Jay. Let's go to Fran next, calling from Ohio on line three. Fran, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Fran.
Yes. I really feel bad, because once they do the babies, they're going to kill the handicapped and the old folks. And
Well, you know, look, I mean, you look at some of the things, and I know what you're thinking about there, some of the Obamacare things, but they view a handicap or a child with a disability as a basis for abortion, because, and I think what you're going to see tonight, Fran, is abortion on demand. They're not going to say the Bill Clinton line, legal, safe, and rare. You're not seeing, Fran, I haven't seen any of that so far. That's not the position they're taking. You wouldn't lead with Planned Parenthood and NARAL if you were doing that.
Absolutely not. And Fran and everybody that was going to watch these speeches tonight needs to remember one thing. Most of the debate in the Congress and in the, with the President of the United States lately has not been about whether or not abortion is going to be legal, Jay. It's been about whether or not taxpayers have to fund it. So they can come out and talk about access to choice and access to reproductive care. What they are really telling you is they think that there should be abortion on demand, and Jay, that you and I and every U.S. taxpayer should be funding it. So you got to read between the lines a little bit, but that's how extreme their position is on this.
Yeah, and they've done a you know, there's an interesting, a number of interesting articles are out, but one that's out in Politico, and it talks about the shift in language, that they're asking people to support abortion is a lot harder than criticizing those who are against, quote, abortion rights and health. And that's how they're going to shift it. Although, we want the facts out. We're talking about the taking of an unborn child's life. That's what this is. No matter what you want to call it, that's what this is. And the reality is, this is of such a magnitude that when I was watching the coverage even this weekend and saw the way this whole abortion issue is going to play out, it's outrageous the way the media is going to handle it. But nevertheless, we're here to tell the truth. We're going to do that. We're going to give you the statistics. We're going to give you the facts. And we're going to keep on pushing this issue aggressively. Let's go right back to our phones. And by the way, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110.
Next up is Gabe. He's calling from Washington on line two. Gabe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gabe.
Yeah, God bless you, Jay, and your guys' organization. I just want to comment and say that it just amazes me that this campaign has started off with death and destruction, you know?
But this is, I got to say this to you, though, Gabe, and I appreciate you calling. This is a calculated decision they've made. They've looked at numbers. They've looked at data. And for some reason, they think they're going to reach their core on this, Gabe. That's the reality. And, Than, these things don't happen by accident, not designated speakers. Will sent me a list this morning, and I guess we don't know yet, Will, the time that Cecilia Richards from Planned Parenthood is going to be speaking, but they have added her to the official list. They've added Sandra Fluke to the official list. This thing is very calculated and very specific.
Yeah, as shocking as it is, Jay, this is just where the political class on the left is. So they feel like they've got to come right out of the gate with it. They've got to secure their core in the very first night. And I would just say this. I mean, it's not where the moderate voters are, Jay. It's not where the undecided voters are, because all of the polling shows that a strong majority of taxpayers don't want their dollars to go to abortion, yet that's not where the political class is. And, Jay, I just say this, too. It's not the first time we've seen this. Remember, the president's key legislative issue, Obamacare, it was across the finish line. It was going to become the law of the land, the only language that was holding it up was pro-life language, and they were not willing to accept it. They've been here for a while now.
Well, they're going to, you know, look, I mean, they've made a calculated decision here, and we know that. And I think what we've got to realize is the truth is the truth. They are not going to report the fact that the people they have speaking tonight are those that are leading the charge for abortions that you and I are paying for. And we want the major media organizations to report the number of abortions, the number that is then performed by Planned Parenthood, which is 330,000 a year. 40% of all reported abortions in America are committed at Planned Parenthood clinics, that we give $500 million, $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood, and that they reported, I mean, it's ridiculous. The number of prenatal clients they had was like 7,000. 7,000, folks. You go to your phones right now, add your letter, your name to this demand letter, having the media tell the truth. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want you to stand up for life. You go to ACLJ.org, but sign that letter. Let's get action here. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Tonight, leadoff is the issue of abortion. We'll have a lot of sound from that in commentary tomorrow, but we're demanding the truth be told, and we're going to fight for the truth to be told in the major media on the abortion and the people they have speaking, Planned Parenthood, NARA. I mean, these are the largest abortion providers in the world, and they're bragging. They're excited about this. I mean, they're glad they're doing this. This is their reason for existence tonight, but nevertheless, we're going to deal with it. Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Next up is Gene calling from New Jersey on line 4. Gene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about the Obama campaign, starting out with abortion. I believe that they're doing the right thing, number one, because the Republican Party ran roughshod over this whole country with the abortion issue.
What do you mean ran roughshod? What do you mean by that?
They ran it in the ground, not realizing that abortion was here under the Bush administration.
Whoa. Let's talk about what are you complaining that? Are you glad the Democrats are leading with it? Gene, are you glad that the Democrats are opening tonight with the abortion issue?
Yes.
Okay, so you're for abortion.
I am not pro abortion, but I would like to hear them lead out and answer the Republican parties for all of their. Nonsense.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be fair here. Let me play you a first sound bite. This is from Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Take a listen. He talked about it.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage. And I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
Okay, so, Gene, that was in his acceptance speech.
What?
Yeah, okay. You didn't listen to it. That was in Governor Romney's acceptance speech, and then Paul Ryan talked about the dignity of life as well. So obviously you didn't listen to it. That's fine. The fact of the matter is the DNC has made the decision to do this. This is a free country. They have the right to do it. Believe me, they've tested it. They're proud of the fact that they're running on a pro-abortion agenda, but they're not going to be proud of the fact, and they're not going to put the real facts out there. And folks, that's where you come in. And what you need to do in a situation like this, you just heard Gene's call. I mean, let's make the media tell the truth here. 825,000 plus abortions a year, 329,000, almost 330,000 of those by Planned Parenthood. 40% of all abortions in America, Planned Parenthood. $500 million a year given by taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. Let's have that spelled out in the media when they're bragging and thrilled that they've got NARAL and Planned Parenthood speaking. Planned Parenthood employees telling individuals how to get around the underage abortion requirements for parental consent. Let's speak out on the issue. We're going to send a demand letter to the media to send out the facts here. You can do that at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones, Stan.
Jay, let's go next to line 5. Kayla is calling from Oklahoma. Kayla, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kayla.
I have a question about Fox News and about, you know, I'm a conservative, very conservative Christian woman, and I feel like Fox News is supposed to be the conservative channel, but we don't get the statistics from there either. And it's really frustrating. The only place I can listen and get true statistics about the world right now is CSN. And, you know, other
Christians. Well, let me tell you this. I do a lot of work on Fox News, as you know, and I talk about the numbers and the issues there. But we put everybody in this letter. I mean, it includes Fox News. Now, we've got a great relationship with Fox News, and I will tell you this. Fox News, those anchors will report the truth. They're willing to do that. And, you know, it's something that will definitely make a difference when the American people speak out on this and say we want the truth to be told there. But no one's exempt from getting a letter. It's not going to be a nasty letter. It's just going to say put out the real information about what's going on here. And I'm certainly more hopeful for our friends at Fox than I am for a lot of the media. But look, this is a free country. They can report what they want, but we're going to continue to report the truth. Hey, folks, I'm going to be staying over the next half hour, so I want to encourage you to keep calling. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to a couple more calls before the end of this 30 minutes, but I'll be here for the next 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Than, what are you expecting that they will try to actually accomplish tonight? What will this do for the DNC?
I think what they're trying to do, Jay, is excite their base. They're trying to drive out the people they know that support them, but they don't know whether or not they're going to go into the polls or not. They're going to try to fire them up. They may try to soften the message in the days out, but they're going to come out with their red meat, which unfortunately, Jay, is this pro-abortion agenda. And I would just say this to the last caller. Listen, if they're going to come out front and if they're going to embrace this pro-abortion message, then it is incumbent on the media to go ahead and broadcast that message. They can't cover up for the political left. The political left is going to embrace this position, Jay. The media needs to report it as such.
Well, I think that's exactly correct. And as unfortunate as it is, we know we're going to have to deal with the media aggressively on this to get it done. And that's where, folks, again, you come in. You can sign this letter that's going to the media at aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. You'll join hundreds that have already signed on to this letter, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Who do we have next?
Let's go to Christy calling from Oregon on line 6. Christy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Jay. I just want to make a short comment, and I feel like they are anti-children and anti-baby, and that's how it is.
Well, look, I mean, they're certainly going to be upfront about that. And, you know, Than, I was wondering about this issue, and you've been in politics a long time. I understand the calculated decision they're making where they're saying, well, we're going to, you know, we want to mobilize the base. But if you look at independents, they tend to skew pro-life. I mean, over 50% of the country is pro-life. And leading with this, rather than addressing the big issue in the room, which is the economy, why would you lead with this rather than the economy?
You know why they're doing it, Jay? Because they've gotten away with it. They would not lead with this if the media would actually then broadcast that message out to the broader public, because it would cost them independent voters, Jay. The polling has consistently showed that independent voters are not with the political left on this issue. They do not want their taxpayer dollars specifically to go to abortion. But if they can speak that message, Jay, and that message can get out to their base, but the media then doesn't translate it to those voters in the middle, they'll do it. They've gotten away with it for decades and decades. That's why we're doing this letter. We don't want them to be able to get away with it anymore.
Well, that's why we're fighting back so aggressively, folks. I'll tell you what, we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to be here for another 30 minutes, so you want to get your calls. Our phone lines are jammed right now, but we will get to your calls, so just hang on there, and we will continue to take calls. Let's get one more, Than. Let's take Donna out of California.
All right, Donna's on line 2 from California. Donna, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Donna.
Jay and your staff, God bless you. I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I accepted Christ into my life after college. And I'll tell you, I was exact opposite of what I am now in college. I am pro-life now, totally, and I am more of a philosopher now in life. But here's what I would do about Planned Parenthood. I'd rename them Fear Parenthood, and their philosophy is God doesn't matter. And so when they are publicizing their agenda, it's because of the philosophy of Americans have to be twisted around, and really Americans have to really examine themselves before they go out to
And that's, you know, look, we don't tell anybody how to vote, and I appreciate your, Donna, your comments. We do tell people to, you know, utilize a biblical worldview. When you do that, that's up to you. You vote for any candidate you want. We're just telling you what the parties are saying, and tonight at the DNC, it is abortion night. Reproductive choice night, as they call it. Again, let me give you the statistics. 825,000 abortions. Of those, 329,000 performed by Planned Parenthood. $500 million of our taxpayer dollars. Let's get the truth out on this. Here is the number for you to add your name to this letter. Get to the phones right now, folks, and become part of the team here as we demand the truth be told in the media. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've got time to take action here. Let's demand the truth be told about Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his reelection, even calling him, quote, their champion. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.